4. There was a large media room used for press conferences on the second floor down the hall from Media Relations. Bosch and Soda were being held in a small staging room next door where a lieutenant from Media Relations named DeSimone told them how the press conference would be choreographed. Chief Malins would speak first and would introduce Orlando Merced's family, then the microphone would be turned over to Bosch and Soto. Since most reporters in attendance would be representing Spanish-language media, Soto would be made available for interviews in Spanish after the main press conference. Bosch cut DeSimone off in mid-explanation to ask him what exactly was being announced at the press conference.
"We're going to talk about the case and how Mr. Merced's death yesterday has rebooted the investigation,"
DeSimone said. Bosch hated words like rebooted. "Well, that takes about 5 seconds," he responded. "Do we really need a press conference?" "Detective," DeSimone cut in. "By 10 o'clock this morning, my office had already received 18 requests for a briefing on this case. Call it a slow news day if you want, but this has caught the media beast's attention. It's reached a point that we believe a press conference is the best way to go. You summarize the case, tell them the results of the autopsy, they already know it's been ruled a homicide, and go from there. You say the bullet that has been in the victim's body for 10 years is now being compared to thousands of others in the national databanks, then you answer a few questions, 15 minutes in and out, and you're back on the case."
"I don't like press conferences," Bosch said. "You ask me, they never add anything. They only complicate things."
DeSimone looked at him and smiled. "Guess what? I'm not asking you. I'm telling you. We're doing a press conference." Bosch glanced at Soto. He hoped she was learning something. "So when do we do this?"
"The media's already in the room and waiting. We go in with the chief, so as soon as he comes down, we go."
Bosch felt his phone vibrating in his pocket. He stepped away from DeSimone and answered the call. It was Gun Chung.
"Make my day, Gun," he said.
"Please."
"Sorry, Harry, no can do. There's no match on bullet tracks."
Bosch caught Soto's eye again and shook his head. "You there, Harry?"
"Yeah, Gun, I'm here. Anything else?"
"Yes, I think I've identified your weapon."
That eased some of Bosch's disappointment. "What have you got?" he asked.
"6 grooves."